How wanting is the root of misery, not hate, money, or wars. An interesting result from the one emotion to rule them all article is this. When you use your energy, when you downgrade your drive to be satisfied with instant gratification, what is easy, it is like you feed it junk food. An aside, most of what you eat is junk food, by the way. Unless the food leaves you energized, not hungry for at least 4 hours, it was junk food. Probably the least junky food is your breakfast. Yummy but ultimately leaves you hungry, but not satisfied or satiated. It satisfied the craving but it didn't satisfy the body. Or the self in the case of your wanting. I just muscle tested a handful of clients. Those with results in the field, results in reality, their life force tests higher than the ones who have no patience, no willingness to wait for real food. But none of my clients tests higher than 10%. When we look, my hunch is that being hungry is not pleasant. If you are used to eat the moment you are hungry, and I am talking about all kinds of hunger, hunger for being right, superiority, emotions, food, sex, then your TLB is minuscule and your life force is used up for puny stuff. And if it is not obvious to you that this is an invisible dynamic, then what is? People who built a business that provides them with a living score at least 10 on a scale of 1 to 100, while employees score 1. Life force. The average for the 8 billion is a score of 1. The average for the 1,000 is 70. Higher score means, they are not stuffing themselves with empty calories that taste good but build nothing. And I am not only talking about food, but other gratifying things, like being right, wanting to win, justifying, dominating, acting superior, or avoiding domination. This is a behavioral tendency that is highly manageable. I can even see it in how people do the site projects they are doing to keep the site capacity open. They jump into conclusion versus keep on looking even though it is clear to the mind that there is nothing more to see. To the mind it is clear. But it is not true. Not true ever. There is always more depth to go. Now, is this a principle or just something that is only true in one area? I don't know. But your work, the way you make your living is an area I am going to look at next. If you choose a life path that is politically correct, a life path that other people will approve of, one that gives you respectability and certainty, and that is the reason you choose it, what happens then? Then life force won't be on your side, supporting you, like a silent partner. I think that everyone has an innate compass to what activity is the best use of their innate talents, their life force. I have a client who thinks that doing a personality test is a good guidance. Another client I have is a vocational counselor. They are both looking at the wrong place. They want to be guided, without taking responsibility. Without taking responsibility that they are ultimately the only one who can tell what path life force wants them to take. I have a client who is incredibly resourceful and creative with stuff. Creative even with her words. She lies creatively. A storyteller lies. A marketer lies. It is how they are creative. So instead of going in that direction, she has opted to go the it is respectable. I will make money route and now she is starved. Her life force isn't supporting her new direction. Because it is all tree of knowledge, all mind, all low truth value. Doesn't need, doesn't use her creativity and her ability to create beauty. It takes courage to follow your heart. It is not really your heart, but tradition says it's the heart. Instead it is the life force. The life force, as I have said it, is very 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 selfish. As in selfish. As in if I am not for me, who is for me? Not the second line of Hillel's quote if I am only for myself, who am I? In fact when you deny life force, and go the politically correct way, you obey the second line, the desire to receive for the self alone, even if on the surface you are in a profession of helping. I have a client who is a dapper Dan. He never considered it a skill, a calling, an art. And honestly, until this very moment neither did I. He has been, for decades, looking for a way to make a living. Wondering if he is good at anything. Well, dressing is something most people are not good at. That includes yours truly. I am not good at it, have never been good at it. And any and all help would have been appreciated. Only you when doing something for others comes from abundance. When you come from overflowing, and from self-expression. That is the only time when you obey the first line of Hillel. Your ultimate goal is to give yourself what you need. Love, fulfillment, attention, praise, acknowledgement. Whatever most people want from other people. And giving yourself that you create abundance and overflowing, and you give other from that overflowing. But giving is not the ultimate purpose. The ultimate purpose is to give yourself, so you can be all you can be. So the most important question to ask yourself, what is it that you need? For yourself? Often it is enough to look what you have been wanting, forcing, extorting from others. Permission, acknowledgement, for them to say that you matter? Then give it to yourself. I just did 3 sessions of pulling the anchor to doom. All 3 people I pulled the anchors for have been wanting, from the world, to give them something. Something that they can, something they could give to themselves. Energy is energy. If you are hooked on energy from other people or from results, you are miserable. And until you give it up, until you give up wanting what you want from other people, you'll remain miserable. And don't be mistaken, you'll need to keep on giving it up, and giving it up, or you'll remain miserable. And you'll remain or get ill. Because you come from lack, scarcity, and cancer, or even accidents, are more than willing to fill that emptiness. And trust me, reigning and wanting is a moment-to-moment deal. I am still letting go and letting go and letting go. Even though I pulled my anchor some 8 years ago? Before that I was needy, windy, and miserable. I resented anyone who was needy, windy, or miserable. I have been thinking of J.K. Rowling. How the world treated her when she spoke her mind about the people who choose to be a different gender that they were born with. How we, humans, demand the right to speak our minds, but resent, punish, hate everyone else who also think they have the right to say what they think. You want everything, and you resent anyone who wants anything. Until and unless you can rein in that pesky wanting, you'll be nasty, selfish, resentful, forcing, and anchored to your doom. By that wanting. Most people want me to do it for them. They want what I do make their lives better. But unless you catch and as often as you can curtail, rein in your wanting, nothing I do will matter and nothing will change because nothing can change. That is the essence of free will. You choose. Moment to moment to moment. There is only one reality, no matter what anyone teaches. And your reality is the result of your choices. What you didn't choose but could have chosen is just that, a reality that never happened. Pulling your anchor to doom. Anyway, I have been doing the pulling of the anchor to your doom differently now, that we have distinguished attitude beyond the labels that we have put on it. So now I say the words of your attitude, and it is becoming clearer and clearer what you want, and how your anchor works. I have been also looking how consciousness could signal to you to stop wanting and start producing. Start giving yourself what you want. It often takes quite some time to merge myself with you. Especially if you are not a pleasant place to be. Most of you aren't. Frown. It's not an accident that this, your anchor to doom, came up again when I am preparing to run a sight capacity challenge. Because as long as your want dominates your life, your sight capacity won't work. Can't work. It is overridden by your wants. Get your anchor to doom pulled.